This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Home Makeover Series Trading Spaces, back for Season 10. More of the accessible design transformations and the unexpected reveals that launched a generation of shows in the TV home design genre. Host Paige Davis joins us. Whether traveling on a whim or planning to go abroad this summer, LaToya Drake, Google tech and trend expert, shares ideas for safe and savvy travel without breaking the bank. Also on today's program, wellness expert Lauren Zoller with tips on how to get better sleep. Paige Davis, star of Trading Spaces, TV's groundbreaking Emmy-nominated design reality show, is our guest next on today's This Week in America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was the first home makeover series of its kind and launched a generation of shows to follow in the television home design category. TV's groundbreaking Emmy-nominated design reality show, Trading Spaces, premiered in 2000, quickly becoming must-see TV, ran until December 2008. Relaunched last year, once again, must-see TV, and now back for Season 10 on TLC. And back as host is Paige Davis, Emmy-nominated host, dancer, Broadway star. At 13, Paige found her mother's West Side Story album, and she's been dancing and entertaining ever since. The author of a New York Times bestseller, Page by Page, A Year of Trading Spaces, recently playing God in An Act of God, directed by Marsha Mason, the first woman to play the role. And back, of course, hosting TLC's Trading Spaces, Season 10, Paige Davis with us on This Week in America. Hi, Paige. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. What an intro. Thank you so very much.
What a series. So glad this is back. In fact, I was thinking about it. It was hard to imagine Trading Spaces was actually gone for 10 years. Seems like just yesterday, Hildy was decorating the walls with hay, and then the show's gone for a little while. Now, as a viewer, the show was comfortable when you came back, old friends together again, really never missed a beat. Did it feel that way for you and the others as well?
Absolutely. That's exactly what I would have said. It really felt like we had never been apart, and it felt just like we hadn't ever stopped.
No, it's interesting.
Right back into our same mode as we always had.
Well, yeah, and it looked like you were as excited as we were to be watching the program. You described the format as sort of like Coke Classic, and that's sort of the beauty of the series, isn't it? And thankfully, they didn't make any major changes, just the budget to the format of the show.
Yeah, although, you know, it is 10 years later, and of course, it's 20 years since that budget was set. So even though the budget has been doubled, the designers are, they're definitely pushed to the limit, and they need every penny to make it happen. But other than that, yeah, it's the same show. I mean, we tried to open it up a little bit more, like not have to necessarily be strict neighbors. Like, for instance, we did two teachers' lounges. So it was two schools in the same neighborhood, an elementary school and a middle school. And that was really special. And people have been asking us to go into schools for years. So that was really exciting. And those teachers needed it so badly.
Yes. You mentioned the budget. Is that part of the success of the series, the relatable budget? Because I don't have $100,000 for a room makeover. $2,000 we can probably put together. Is that part of it? Besides being enjoyable, there is a takeaway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Trading Spaces was incredibly relatable. You know, time constraint of these trades is 100% real. It is really done in 2 days, and the budget was strictly adhered to. So although you might not be able to recreate that exact room or something similar in the same amount of time or budget, only because we have professional designers and carpenters leading the way,
yes,
and you're dedicating literally every hour of your day to making the trade happen, it showed that you could do something in a little bit of time with a little bit of money, or an attainable amount of money. And I think that that helped people realize that interior design didn't have to be a hoity-toity only for the, you know, elite situation, that, you know, anybody can make their home a little more special and a little more themselves and a little more unique and take the time and money to do that.
Let's talk about what you do and do so well, which is hosting everybody through this experience. And I say hosting, it's more than that. You're sort of like a psychologist, a mediator from time to time, aren't you?
I do get called that, a counselor, a mediator.
Yes.
I mean, I think of myself very much as not just hosting the television program, but hosting the experience itself. I mean, I am the person that kind of holds the hands of the homeowners as they go through this change and this experience. It sometimes puts me in a unique spot in that I want to be the advocate for the homeowners, but I also have so much love and adoration and friendship and respect for the designers on our show that I often find myself their advocate as well, like encouraging the homeowners to just kind of give in a little and relinquish some control to have an experience that's not something they would have thought of on their own. That's kind of the biggest part of Trading Spaces that is was unique in its day and is still unique to all the other shows that came after it. The homeowners don't really have a say. They don't have any say in what's happening in the room. I mean, they can say what they would like.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that's what's going to happen.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's really supposed to push them outside of their comfort zone. And Trading Spaces always takes interior design and remembers that it's entertainment and it's a television show, and that sometimes those wild, crazy rooms are just the ticket to inspire someone to be more bold at home.
I got a minute or so.
A little more than we normally would do.
About a minute or so left. One of the qualities you have is timing. Talk about that challenge, because sometimes you want to let the scene sort of play out, and other times you need to step in before it gets real uncomfortable for everybody.
Oh, sure. I mean, that's just having sensitivity.
Yes, yes.
Sometimes it's important to let people speak their mind. So, say, if the cameras are rolling and something's getting heated, or someone's crying, you don't really want to stop them because they also have to get it out. You know, it's their right to say what they feel and what they think. And then you have to maybe calm them down and bring them back around to some, you know, sanity.
Yeah, yes. But there's the therapist counselor role coming in as part of the host job on Trading Spaces.
The whole thing about Trading Spaces, though, is that for the most part, I mean, the largest percentage of our rooms are always happy endings.
Yes.
And even the people who say that, you know, oh, our friends are going to hate this, our friends are going to hate this, our friends are going to hate this, and then their friends come back, I tell them to open their eyes, and they love it. So, you know, it's easy for me along the way in the 2 days to, like, have faith that I can convince these teams to trust because it works out. It usually works out. Sometimes it doesn't, but it usually
most of the time, tears of joy, you'll see at the end of Trading Spaces. Paige Davis, the host, back for Season 10, once again, must-see TV. Paige, congratulations on the success of all you've got going, including the return to Trading Spaces. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. For insider tips for traveling smart, whether traveling on a whim this spring or planning to go abroad this summer, safe and savvy travel ideas that won't break the bank, well, just Google it. With us, Latoya Drake, Google tech and travel expert, the go-to guide for news and travel editors when it comes to sharing tips for being a wise traveler. Latoya is spokesperson and founding member of the News Lab at Google. She provides radio and television commentary on news, social media, pop culture trends, guesting on the Today Show, CBS Morning News, CNN, Fox News, ABC News, NPR, many others. Latoya also manages programs and partnerships with innovative news and media organizations with the goal of helping to build the future of media. A BS from Florida State University, master's from Georgetown, Latoya Drake, Google tech and trends expert, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Latoya. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. I'm taking notes as we're talking here because it's now time we're going to start thinking about spring break travel, summer travel. Travel is very enjoyable, but can be stressful and costly. Let's start with the importance of planning ahead. How important is it to be thoughtful and get things in mind in the beginning before we even start the process?
You hit the nail on the head. When you are planning travel, sometimes it can start to feel like a job, and your vacation no longer feels like a vacation. So really doing all of that legwork in advance and finding the tools and the technology that are helpful are some of the best places to start. Now, some people have an idea for where they want to go. We looked at some of the places that are trending right now in the U.S., and most of those places are in Florida. There are places
yes.
like, you know, Fort Myers, Miami, Tampa. Now, if you don't know where to go, the things that are top of mind for most people are, am I spending the exact right amount of money? I don't want to go a penny over what I need to spend, and when is the best time to book? And this is, you know, good for people who don't have an idea for where to go but know how much you want to spend. The tool I'm talking about there is Google Flights. Now, you may have used it in the past to get a sense for, you know, how much is it from point A to point B. One thing that I offer to people that is quite helpful is, again, if you don't know where you're going, but you say, hey, I only want to spend $150 round trip to get to anywhere, you can put in where you're starting, you can put in $150, and what we then give you is a list of destinations that you might go to within your budget. Again, taking the stress out, taking that need to brainstorm out, and being really, you know, respectful of your budget is what we're trying to do.
It always seems like when you book airfare, it's sort of a game. Like, how many days before travel should you be thinking about buying that ticket? And then when you see what's a good price, part of you is saying do it. The other part is saying maybe tomorrow it'll even be cheaper. How do you win at that game?
I hear you on that, and that is part of the anxiety that comes with traveling. And we hear that from people a lot, and our team spends so much time talking to consumers and understanding what you need to really feel good about, you know, making your travel decisions. And one thing is just what you're saying that we hear about is, am I booking at the right time? And we're talking about Google Flights here, but there is a feature within it called Price Insights. And what that does is it shows you if a price is high, if it's low. And here's one that's really helpful. We can kind of predict if the price might go up or down the following week. If you're looking at a ticket that you're not sure if you want to buy right now, we give you that data. We give you those insights so that you can make the decision. And to your point about knowing whether or not to book something on a particular day or not, you know, a lot of us, you come down to the last minute and you want to feel like you're not paying through the nose. This type of data, these types of insights help you out on that front so you don't feel like you've spent more than what you really intended to spend just to have a vacation.
We're talking about insider tips for traveling smart, Google tech and trend expert Latoya Drake with us on the program. Once we decide where we're going to go, we get there. Now we're looking where we stay. How can Google help us out trying to find a decent hotel that meets our budget?
You're right. Now, you can't really start to think about flights without thinking about hotels.
Yes.
For many of us, we go to a city. We don't have family there. We don't have anyone we can stay with. So the next step that you're thinking about is what's the deal, where are the hotels, and what price is right. There is a feature within Google Hotels. We were just talking about Google Flights, but there is a feature that we make available called Google Hotels. And there is a deals filter. So let's say you're going to Disneyland, for instance. You can filter by the current deals that are happening at that moment. We also let you know if that is a very, very cheap deal. So we might say it's 20% cheaper than it ever is. That lets you know right now is the time to book the hotel, because we are able to kind of look across the board, really think historically about what prices have been, and make that easy for the consumer to make a decision, because we're saying to you, here are the deals. Maybe book right now. If you wait, the price is likely to go up. But for most people, it's important to have all of that in one place versus clicking around and, you know, forgetting what tab you have open. We're trying to make it one-stop shop for people.
So many of us would like to travel overseas, to go abroad, but we really feel uncomfortable. We've got the language problems. We want to try to feel comfortable in a foreign place. Can Google help us, give us some hacks as we're there? We have to be able to read a menu. We have to be able to read some signs. Can you help us through that process?
Certainly, and I will tell you this, I hear this from a lot of people. If you are going out of the country, whether you're doing it for the first time or you're a pro at it, the one thing you don't want to feel like is a tourist. Many of us want to feel like locals, and part of that
yes.
is understanding the language, knowing the language. The app there that is one that you want to download before you go, it's called Google Translate, and you mentioned looking at menus or looking at street signs. The app allows you to do this. It allows you to hold up your phone, hold it up to a menu, it will translate it to English, if that's your preferred language. Same happens with street signs or any other signage that you may be looking at. But it also goes a step further. Let's say you are in a taxi, you don't speak the language. What you can do is speak into your phone. It will translate what you're saying to that local language. Taxi driver can then understand what you're saying. You can make sure you feel safe and secure and you're getting where you're going. Because, you know, it's hard to learn a language if you're going somewhere in a month, but you've actually got the translator within your pocket via your mobile phone.
Got about a minute or so left in the program. Once you get there, you want to do the things the locals do. You maybe avoid some of the major tourist attractions and feel like a local. And I understand Google is sort of what a travel guide. Once we get there, you can guide us through some of the places that we should be going to.
A lot of people call this avoiding the tourist traps.
Exactly.
If you will, you know, you've seen them once, you don't need to go in that area again. This is the equivalent of having a friend who lives there, our local guides. And these are embedded within Google Maps. Many of us use maps to get from point A to point B to make sure we're avoiding traffic, to get rerouted if needed. But if you're out of the country, there's an explore tab with guides that are created by people who live in those cities. So those guides will tell you things like, where should I eat? Where are the restaurants that the locals are eating at? Where can I go? What museum should I be going to? Here's another one. What's the best time to go? There's data, it's in the app, that will show you when is it most likely to be crowded. And so you can look and say, hey, not many people are here right now. Here's the time that I'm going to go. But this guide is within Maps. It is within your pocket. It is the thing that, again, is the equivalent of having a friend who lives there and says, here's where I go eat. Here's where we go, and here's when we go. But that's, again, to get after feeling like a local and not necessarily a tourist.
I'm thinking Google can take care of just about everything for my travel, except maybe packing. And then I'm thinking you probably can help me with that. There's probably a video somewhere that tells me how to effectively pack and not overpack.
Yeah, you're right. There are, you probably want to go to YouTube and see who's an expert at packing. So we might not be able to pack your bag for you, but certainly can make some tips available for you.
The next best thing. We're talking with Google tech and trend expert LaToya Drake. Insider tips for traveling smart. Of course, all the information we're talking about available at Google. LaToya, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Take care.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
Call 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306, 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws. And now, you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. 800-648-9172. That's 800-648-9172.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. 1 in 3 Americans are chronically sleep deprived. 70 million of us have a sleep disorder, and now as we spring forward with the time change, we struggle to offset even more sleep disruptions. Life Balance coach and wellness expert Lauren Zolder joins us with tips on how to reset our body clock, sleep smart, and wake up well. She's achieved remarkable success in helping people find work-life balance or increase happiness and heighten performance to achieve their mind, body, and spirit goals to become the best versions of themselves. Her clients include CEOs, entrepreneurs, professional athletes, and companies seeking self-care and life balance programs for their employees. How to create a wake-up-well regimen and help jumpstart your day. Wellness expert Lauren Zolder with us on This Week in America. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the program.
Rick, thanks so much for having me.
It is our pleasure. Such an important topic, and we all lead busy lives, but many of us think that sleep is something we can actually cut back on if we need to. Why is sleep so important?
Rick, sleep is so important, and don't come back on your sleep, people. Stay. Make sure that you're getting your full 7 hours. But sleep is something that our body needs. So when we sleep, our body naturally renews itself and detoxifies itself, and it needs that downtime so that it can work. So you'll start to notice if you're not getting enough sleep, your body's immediately going to start to show signs of that. So you know when you wake up in the morning and you see those dark circles underneath your eyes, or
yes,
you have kind of that dull skin? That's usually a sign that you're not getting enough sleep. Also, your mental and your physical performance are going to be inhibited if you're not getting enough sleep. So you're probably not going to be as sharp, or your focus is going to be off during the day. And then in terms of long-term health effects, if you're not getting sleep on a regular basis, you're going to start to see issues such as obesity and heart disease and high blood pressure. So you can see why it's so important that you make sure that sleep is built into your routine and that you really make it an important part of your everyday schedule.
What can we do to improve our sleep? And I ask that now because one of those sleep disruptors is hanging over our head. We just lost an hour of sleep. What can we do to improve our sleep?
So there are a couple things that you can do to improve your sleep. I always recommend both aromatherapy tools, but also some different lifestyle shifts that you can do, just small changes to help you fall asleep quicker and stay asleep. A product that I absolutely love is the Deep Sleep Pillow Spray by This Works. It's natural, and it's also clinically proven. It is a combination of different essential oils, such as chamomile, vetiver, and lavender, and it helps you fall asleep quicker. You can just take the spray and spritz it on your pillow, spritz it on your sheets at night to help you fall asleep. Something else that you can do is to make sure that you have a scheduled bedtime. So even with the time change, we want to make sure that scheduled bedtimes are an important part of our routine, even outside of the time change. So making sure that you have some sort of scheduled go-to-bed time throughout the year is very important. And you also want to put away devices about an hour before you go to bed. So put away your phone, put away your computer, put away your tablet. All of those devices emit blue light, which inhibits the production of melatonin in your body. Melatonin is in charge of keeping you asleep and also making sure you wake up refreshed. So give yourself time to wind down before you actually go to bed.
You said so much there. I want to come back to the devices in a second, but this modern aromatherapy, as I'm reading about this, what 89% of people fell asleep faster than normal, 96% had less disturbed sleep. Talk about this. This is natural, and this seems to be working for millions of people.
Yes, yes. So the Deep Sleep Pillow Spray works with your body's natural circadian rhythm. And your circadian rhythm is your body's natural body clock that is in charge of the way that your body runs. So really the rise and fall of your hormones, the way that you wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night. This product was designed and clinically proven to work in conjunction with that circadian rhythm. So it's all natural. And it's all these natural ingredients that are going to work. Your body is going to just eat them all up. And it's going to help you fall asleep quicker because it has those nice, you know, that lavender that's going to help ease anxiety, yes, and the chamomile, which is going to help you fall asleep. So you really want to use this spray to help you just fall asleep quicker and stay asleep.
All this information, by the way, at thisworks.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. A couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned devices, and we all hear the device detox, how important that is at the end of the day. And I'm reading now, that's important at the beginning of the day because for many of us, open our eyes, and then we focus immediately on our devices. And that's not really the way to start the day, is it?
Yeah, not at all. It's just as important in the morning as it is at night. That's because in the morning, cortisol spikes in your body. And cortisol is your body's natural stress response hormone. So you want to find ways to ease into your day as opposed to just waking up and going at it immediately. So a couple tips that I give for you to kind of ease into your morning, again, coming back to aromatherapy, This Works makes the morning expert drops, which you can drop a couple of drops in your shower or put it on a warm washcloth and take a big breath in. It is a combination of lavender and peppermint and rosemary. It's going to help you kind of wake up and get your brain ready for focus. Also, you want to make sure that you address your skin concerns in the morning. So This Works has a morning expert facial line that will address all of the dark circles and the dehydration, but also giving yourself time to burn off some of that excess cortisol. Move your body in the morning. So go to a yoga class, maybe sit in 2 to 3 minutes of meditation. Give yourself time to ease into your day. Don't immediately go straight to your device, right? So give yourself that time to give yourself a morning routine and then go to check your emails and do whatever it is that you need to do. That's going to set you up for success.
Important sleep tips. Our guest, Lauren Zoeller, she's the life balance coach, wellness expert. Many of the things we talked about today, you'll find at the website, thisworks.com. Lauren, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Rick. Have a great day.
You as well. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.